Hello, and welcome to Mind the Gap, the podcast that seeks to inspire and empower students pursuing computer science and related fields. Join us as we delve into the journeys of unique and diverse alums in the tech industry through insightful interviews. This podcast is hosted by Annie Gilt, and our guest of today is Yesenia Trujillo. Yesenia graduated from Wellesley College in 2014 with a double major in computer science and women's and gender studies. She currently works as a product manager at PlayStation, and she will be sharing her story with us today.
Hello, Yesenia. Thank you so much for coming in today. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been a very busy week, so looking forward to the weekend. How's your week?
As a college student, it's... And before we begin, could you introduce yourself? As in, what year you went to Wellesley, what year you graduated Wellesley, what was your major, and what you currently do now?
So, hi, I'm Yesenia Trujillo. I am originally from East LA, and born and raised in East LA all day. And I went back, so I went to Wellesley from 2010 to 2014. Graduated with a computer science and women's and gender studies double major. I went back to Los Angeles and lived with my parents for a really long time because my dad got a heart condition. And so I was like, I need to be close to home. I was in LA for basically my whole time since I graduated from college. So right out of college, I wasn't able to find a job. I struggled. Because at the time, like the LA hub, tech hub wasn't very popular. And so for a few months, I was working as, I forget what the term in English is, but basically I was like cutting strings off of clothes for 10 cents a piece. And I did that for, I think, roughly like 4 months. And the struggle was very real. Like you, I really don't know what the English word, but in Spanish, it's trimeando. And so like, I worked for this like really small business, really shady, to be honest, almost like it was pretty bad. Like, and I didn't always get paid. I worked so many hours and I think I only made like $30. Yeah, like it was really bad. It was a lot of work. And so not sustainable. And I was finally able to find like a job as an IT contractor. And I was like so excited. And I worked doing that for 3 months. And then my contract was up and I was like, this really isn't it for me. So I was like, okay, I need to keep looking. And I got a job as a online marketing analyst. So basically doing like SEO, SEM, figuring out how to drive conversions and doing all of that with Excel. And some Python, but mostly just like Excel basics. And then from there, I think that's where I got the passion to do product because as a part of the online marketing part, like aspect, it's like making sure that you have relevant landing pages and that the content that your users are looking for is present, right? And so I was always like complaining to my manager, like, dude, like, you know, we could make this so much easier on mobile. Like if you just made the whole div clickable, like that would drive our conversion rate. They were like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. But I was like, no, listen, like I studied this in college. Like I know computer science, like please take me seriously. And eventually like my boss got tired of hearing me nag. And he was like, you know what, just go talk to dev. Like, don't worry about it, just do it. And then that's how I started like building a relationship with the engineer. And it was really difficult, you know? And so like trying to get the respect was really hard. And I'll come back to that because I'm sure there'll be questions related to that. But eventually my boss was like, okay, Yesenia, it makes more sense for you to become a product manager. Do you even know what that is? Like, would you be interested? And I was like, let me Google that because I have no idea, never heard of it. Like, I'll take it because I'll get paid more, you know, and it'll be fine. I'll figure it out. And that's how I ended up in product. And then fast forward to being in product for like 5.5, 6 years, and I got laid off. and it was like the worst thing.
Tell me why you had me in shock. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, you went through a lot.
But I got laid off, and really rough. I got laid off in end of September of 2020. And then I found the contractor position for PlayStation and got hired in May 2021. Yeah. And so I've transitioned to full-time in December and have been working on the monetization team since December. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of learning and a lot of stress, but you know, I'm out here. So.
You did say a bit about your Wellesley experience. Do you have any particular moments that really, really affected you throughout your 4 years in terms of your major, why you chose your specific majors, and why you decided to double major in a STEM field and also a humanities field? Because I used to do that and I was like, no. So I was wondering, what led you to make this decision?
Okay, so I entered Wellesley thinking I was going to be a math major. And the first math class that I took, I don't think I enjoyed a single moment of that class. Like, I got so stressed out before the midterm that I got sick, like straight up flu-like symptoms, couldn't get out of bed, woke up with a fever. My roommate was like, girl, you need to get meds and go to sleep. And thankfully, like, we were in the same class. So she told our professor that I was sick and like genuinely dying in our room. So like, it was fine. And even then, like, he didn't really believe me and I had to retake it. Like, I think like, I don't know if it was like, it was something ridiculous. So I don't know if it was like 2 days after or something, but like ridiculous. I had to retake it and at 7 a.m. show up to class. Like, it was terrible. But that's how not fun that class was for me. And so I decided to take CompSci 101 with Lynn Turback. I don't know if he's still there. But he like, that was the first class where a professor was like, your homework assignment is to come and talk to me for 30 minutes and you need to schedule that and I'll be in the lab. And I was like, what? Like, are you, that's our first assignment to come and talk to you. And I remember like sitting there talking to him and he was like talking to me like a person. And it was like a very like, formative moment? I don't fucking know. It was an important moment. Because I was like, damn, like, he's really sitting here talking to me about how fun computer science is and like seeing me as a whole person and having this conversation with me. And like, this is great. And I really enjoyed that class. It wasn't a fucking walk in the park, you know, but 111, that's what it is. It wasn't a walk in the park, but he was great and he made me happy and want to learn about computer science. And so I was like, okay, like, if this seems easy enough that I could do it, so I'm going to do it. And like, I grew up in the MySpace days, you know? So I was coding that shit. Like, I was like, my music, you can't even mute it because I blocked you on the back end. Like, you're good. Like, you know, like, so I already had that coming into Wellesley. So I was like, I guess I could do computer science. And then I took, I don't know what other class. And I was like, this is it for me. However, even though I enjoyed it, it was very hard and your girl was struggling. So I was like, okay, I guess I need to take something else because what if I can't major in this? And like, I need to have something. And I actually took women's and gender studies because one of my best friends was doing it as a major. And she was like, why don't you just take a class with me? And like, maybe it'll be fun. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll do that. And it was really interesting. I think it was like, I think it was Professor Mata's class actually, bronzing the screen or something like that. Bronzing, I don't know. It was Professor Mata's class. And I remember the moment that I took her class, I was like, oh shit. You know, we have an educated Latina professor out here having these difficult moments and difficult conversations, putting all these people on blast. Like, I could sit through this. Like, I could join these conversations. Like, I know this shit, you know? So I was like, okay. And that's why I decided, and that, like, eventually I decided to major in women's and gender studies, because I ended up taking so many of Mata's classes that I was like, it doesn't, like, I have enough classes to call it a major, so why not? And yeah, like, I think that's also helped me in my career, like having both the STEM and the, what's it called? It's like a, is it a social?
Humanities, yes.
So STEM and humanities, because it gives me like that well-rounded, like, yes, I can do the math and shit, but the humanities reminds you that I give a shit about the person too. And like having that come together, I think is like the perfect explanation for product, right? Like product UI design, because it is like, I want to make sure that your experience is good on a website, on the tools that you're using. And I also want to make sure that like it's accessible, that it reminds people to be inclusive. Like,
yeah, I completely agree with you. That's honestly part of our purpose for our podcast, is to make sure that underrepresented voices are truly heard within, you know, in the Wellesley campus and also within the industry, to know that there isn't just one way to be or identify or work. So we wanted to really highlight these experiences, and you're like the first person who I've ever heard of this experience ever, so it makes me realize that okay, so there's more work we gotta do for Wellesley students and also in general in terms of inclusivity. And speaking more on that, do you ever feel that there are changes or growth in your work environment at PlayStation in terms of representation and also inclusivity?
It's still my majority not Black or Latina, right? And that's something that I wish would happen more, but I do think that there's like a bigger push to include people. Yeah, I think there's still a lot of work to be done. I think, honestly, even sitting through some of these meetings and like being vocal during them makes a difference, because then, you know, you stir some shit up. And that's something that like I was always trying to do at Wellesley. I wasn't as like hardcore as some of my fellow classmates, like mad respect. But I think now in the workplace, it's definitely just like continuing to show up and continuing to be like, you know, calling people out and being that person that is uncomfortable. But if I want people to join me as Latinas in STEM, then I have to like show up and, you know, be that voice that's like, actually, you shouldn't do that. And yeah, like, again, being very frank about the things that I've gone through and the thing, like the steps that I've had to take to be where I'm at today.
I feel like this generation is trying to have more self-love with their identity, especially within their environments that they're in. And which I think is beautiful, like also inclusivity, which is not something that was heard of a lot in the workforce, going back to your point, and you always hear a lot about being allies, but when it comes down to it, will you actually step up and be an ally when we need you to be? Which is I feel like that's such a Wellesley thing. A lot of Wellesley people are like, yes, we're allies, but at the end of the day, are you actually going to do something to, like, are you going to be an ally and step up for us, or are you just saying that for performance, you know? And okay, what advice would you give to current students who are in the same path as you, or would like to be in the same path as you, if that makes sense? Or should I reword?
No, that makes sense. And I just have to think about, like, great advice to give. Just, like, trust in yourself, trust in your abilities, and trust that you are capable, and that you, once you hit your first benchmark, it gets easier to be like, I could do the next one, you know? And I think a big part of that is just, like, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to look weak, you know? If you're struggling, like, reach out. I think, like, I'm trying to think of something, like, wise to say, but genuinely, like, just, it gets really hard, and it's in those moments that you build your character, and, like, how you will learn to move on from the bad things that happen. I think there were very bad moments for me at Wellesley, but I don't regret going to Wellesley because it prepared me for even more difficult moments in the workplace.
Really spit facts, for sure. So that was wonderful to hear. It's been really eye-opening to hear your story, even though there were shocking moments, and no one deserves to go through that, but you have been through that, and I congratulate you for finding a job that you love and an area where you feel respected and also valued, which is what a lot of us want to be under, in an environment we want to be under. So I'm so proud that you're able to get to that, I guess, not euphoria, but to that that level that everyone deserves in the workforce. And yeah, I'm so sorry that you had to go through such a long and stressful and hard journey just to get there, but it's something that I feel like a lot of people have went through and need to hear about.
Perfect, thank you.
That brings us to the conclusion of this episode of Mind the Gap. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you found it as enjoyable as we did creating it. A heartfelt thanks goes out to our guest, Yesenia Trujillo, for chatting with us and sharing her insights with us. This episode was edited by Annie Gills and Sarah Chilimo, and wouldn't have been possible without the leadership of our executive producer, Smaranda Sandu.